You remember her from The Help, and I think I'm going to have to check on this. She won every award possible, every single award in the world. Octavia Spencer is joining us on the line. How are you?
I don't know about every single award, but that's a great way to start my day, telling the world that.
Well, okay, you know, we're going to talk about the new Fox show, Red Band Society, in just a second, but, I mean, let's stick with the awards thing, because, first off, you were incredible in The Help, obviously, but I've always wanted to know, though, when you read a script for the first time, same could apply for this Fox show, do you get the details of a project and have a gut feeling like this is going to be a hit, or is it a surprise? Like, what can you tell us about that?
Well, thank you so much for all the sweet words. When I read a script for the first time, it's the only time that I'm like the audience, and I have no idea what the project is or what it's going to be, and I don't really ever think if it's going to be a hit or not. I just hope that it resonates with me, and if it does, because I'm a person who likes to watch television, if it resonates with me on some level and I feel thoroughly entertained or moved, then I kind of glean whether or not other people will, and that's what happened with the Red Band Society script.
And it seems like projects that really have sort of an impactful message, ones with like a historical or a social kind of theme, they're the ones that are doing really well these days. And I'm wondering if that's challenging audiences, that maybe they want a harder or deeper storyline that challenges thoughts. What do you think?
For me, I enjoy, I call it my ease. If it's educational to me in some way, enlightening, entertaining, all of that, and there are probably more people who want a little more escapism than deep thinking. But I think if it does a lot of that, then it is or as many of those ease as possible, then it's just hard not to love. And perhaps with the socially conscious themes are doing well because, you know, more and more people are gravitating to material that is eed, and they don't know it.
And so, back to the awards thing. I'm not going to let that go. You must feel extremely proud that, you know, you've had such recognition. When you were going through that awards show season, were you sitting there going, I got this one. I'm mine. Or was it always a surprise? You know how Taylor Swift does that open mouth shocked thing when she wins? What were you thinking?
You know what? I learned to live every moment of it and enjoy it. I never ever thought, oh, I got this one. I was excited just to be at the party with, you know, the George Clooney's and the Brad Pitt's and, you know, getting to be on couches, Jay Leno's couch with Denzel and all these people that I admire so much. And the fact that I got to do all of that with my favorite director, producer, you know, Steven Spielberg, who was his company did The Help, DreamWorks, and I got to be there, you know, and watch him with War Horse, and he was right there alongside us, like this, you know, this wonderful father figure, and couldn't be the nicest man in the world. He's just amazing. And the fact that he is now executive producing Red Band Society, it's just, I feel like I've just been dumped into this vat of delicious jam.
But could you have seen all of this coming like 5, 10, 15 years ago?
Well, let me tell you what I see. I love what I do, and I am always open to the possibility of you know, moving forward in some way. What that means, I don't know. It's just that I try to have a realistic outlook, and realistically, you know, where I was doing guest spots on television or a line here or there, I never ever thought that it wasn't in the realm of possibility, because if that's all you think that you could be or do, then why do it? So I always had an open mind that something great would happen. That great? But that great led me to this amazing cast that I get to work with every week, and
we've got to get back to the music. We're going to have more with Octavia Spencer and the new hit show on Fox right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
We're back talking with Octavia Spencer of the new hit Fox show Red Band Society. Now, in case anybody's not familiar with the show, Octavia, just tell us very quickly then what the show is all about.
Pediatric hospital, and it follows the lives of these just this core group of teenagers who are patients of the hospital. And my character is the head pediatrics nurse, and Dave Annable is the head of he's a pediatric surgeon, head of pediatrics, and we get to be basically the boundaries for the teens who are, you know, while they have different ailments, they're still teenagers, which means they get into teenage shenanigans, which means they need some police, parent police, kind of. And that's what we provide, that sort of stability for them as they grow, not only with their illnesses, but with, you know, daily life things that all teenagers go through. So it's really a really interesting and fresh perspective on a hospital dramedy and a teen dramedy. It's pretty funny, but it's heart-wrenching at the same time.
But I was reading comments from Wilson Cruz, and he said of the two of you, our characters have a history. It's like the Olympics of sass between the two of us. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Nurse Jackson definitely doesn't mince words. Her bite is pretty harsh, but boy, when she licks the wounds, you know, it's just the best. And you get to see different aspects of her personality when she's hanging out with Kenji, played by Nurse Kenji, played by Wilson Cruz, who is definitely a ball of sass himself.
Yes. So we're a few episodes in. Do you have a favorite moment that maybe we should be looking for in an upcoming episode? That's the thing. So we can all, you know, sometime relate, whether that's wanting to go back to our teen years or just relating to what people are going through, you know, even in a hospital. So we're going to be watching. It's Wednesday nights on Fox, right? Red Band Society?
Yep.
All right.
Winner of
every acting award possible, Octavia Spencer, thanks so much for joining us today.
You made my year.
Oh, it was great chatting with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.